Thank you, Paul. So as we're getting started, show of hands, how many of you guys have ever wished that you had more time? How many of you wished you had more time? More hours in a day, more days in a week? Probably most all of us at some point along the way wished we had more time. So now as we're getting started, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Normally at the end of our time together, I open it up for Q&A. But I really think on the front end, I'd like us to hear each other before I sort of dive into the scriptures that I will be sharing with you. I really would like for you to share, if you had more time, what you would actually do with it. Like, we all dream of wanting more time. So let's say today I had the power to give you another hour in your day, or I had the power to give you one more day in your week. You had 8 days this next week. What would you do with the time that I give you? I'd love for us to hear each other. So when you want, go ahead and unmute and share what it is that you would do if you actually had more time.
I would get more sleep.
It's funny, in the earlier service, that's the very first thing that somebody said. They'd sleep more. That probably resonates with a lot of busy people. Thanks, Lorraine. What else would you do?
Hi.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hey, I would travel more.
You would travel more.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you. We'd sleep more, we'd travel more. What else would we do with our extra time? I'm giving you more time today.
Play more music.
Play more music, okay. Hey, Dawn.
Hi, I would become much more active in anything to fight racism.
Okay.
More involved.
Thanks, Dawn.
Hey, I would go kayaking.
You would go kayaking. Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, I'll go.
Yeah, Kathleen and then Tatiana.
Okay. I would reach out to people that I'm behind in talking to.
Okay. You'd connect more with people. Excellent. Yeah. Tatiana?
I think I would do everything a lot slower.
You do everything a lot slower?
Yeah. I would just really take my time with everything.
Gotcha. Thank you.
I would relax more. I would just take that day to just relax.
Yeah. Thanks, Rebecca. Anybody else? All right. Well, thank you, guys. I want you to be thinking about that as we continue. I want you to be thinking, what would I do if I actually had more time? I think we all dream about it, but I'm not all that sure that if we had it, that we would do what we think we would. Because last year, for the entire year, we were collectively given a forced Sabbath. A big, long time out, weren't we? We were quarantined. We were given more time than we knew what to do with. And with the time that we had, let me ask you, were you able to do the things that you longed to do? Or after the first couple of weeks of so much Netflix, you just longed to get back to the days of things that were normal, with the hurry and the push and the rush? How many of us long to get back to what we had before we had it? We were given time, more time than we knew what to do with. And so what I want you to think about is, if I had the time, what is it that I would not only do, but how is it that I would learn to order my life as a result of the gift of more time? This morning, we begin our new summer series. It's called The Gift of a Sacred Summer. And each week, we're going to be focusing on a particular spiritual practice as a gift. And I'm going to be inviting you to unwrap it and to engage it in a meaningful, personal way. Now, the first gift that I want us to unwrap is the gift of rest. Now, when you open the scriptures from the very beginning, we are introduced to a creative, industrious, and incredibly productive God, but also to a God who intentionally establishes limits to his productivity. At every juncture in creation, God acts, steps back, surveys, and then rests. For the first 6 days of creation, the rhythm is simply undeniable. But on the seventh day, what is clear is that there is no work whatsoever. This day, the scriptures tell us, is to be holy. It is to be set apart. And as it is set apart, we are then invited, those of us, all of us, who are made in the image of God, to do the exact same thing with the day. Now, why is this day, this time of rest, so important for all of creation? Why do we need this? Do we need this? When I was talking with the group earlier in the morning, there were a lot of feedback on why it is that we need it. Some of us talked about the idea of how it's important for renewal, for restoration, to remind us that we actually have a soul and that our soul needs tending to. Others said it's important for honoring this day, setting it apart so that we could reflect. And I asked them the question, reflect on what? And we talked about the kinds of things that we would actually reflect on. Who it is that we are, what it is that we want, how it is that we are off the mark in the things that we want. To rest, to renew, to reflect. I think we need this rhythm in our lives so that we can have perspective. So often that's what we say we don't have. We can't see so clearly. I think Sabbath is for the purpose of regaining our perspective on the story that is our lives so that we might taste the underlying strength and beauty and wisdom that lives even in the difficult days. So that we might take delight in the gift and blessing of what it means to be alive. Now, as you move from Genesis to Exodus, the principle of rest is not only written into the DNA of creation, it's actually written into the laws that are to govern how God's people should live. In fact, in Exodus chapter 20, we are given sort of God's top 10 list for how we are to live. You shall never have any other gods before me. You shall make no idols of any kind. You shall not misuse or take my name in vain. And then coming in at number 4 is this. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The other ones are quick. They hit you very fast, but this one needs to be unpacked. The author continues, you have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. And on that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons, your daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in the 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. But on the seventh day, he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Now, of all the Big Ten, the only one that begins with the word remember is this one. It's as if it refers to something that we already know, but we're undoubtedly going to forget. No one tells you to remember something unless it's supremely important, and no one tells you to remember something unless they're afraid you're going to forget. It is good and right and true to honor the Sabbath, to set it apart, to keep it as holy. But in our hurry and in our push and in our rush for more, we somehow, well, we forget. We forget that at rest, our souls become restored. And so God's word to us here is this: remember to rest, to take delight in the goodness of creation. Remember just how good it is when you do this. Can you remember the last time that you actually did? The actual last time that you ceased from working, that you stepped back and you surveyed, you reflected, you remembered. The last time you truly knew that every single thing you had in your life was a gift and that it was to be received as a blessing. Can you remember? Can you remember the last time that you delighted in your life? Really, truly enjoyed the fact that you were alive? Can you remember the last time you appreciated the fruits of your labor? Whatever it might be. The last time you simply offered thanks for the wonder of it all. The word is, remember to observe the Sabbath and keep it holy, because the underlying assumption is that given enough time, we will most likely forget. And when we forget, it will not only impact our own lives, but it will also color the way in which we build and sustain community. It dictates the way that we will respond to suffering, and it will shape the ways in which we seek peace and healing in our world. Our world longs for well-rested people, people who are not on edge, people who are not reactive, people who are not so easily offended, people who are not looking for a fight, people who are thinking before they post, thinking before they speak, unwilling to engage in unnecessary nonsense that only makes life more painful for everyone around them. Many of us have forgotten the Sabbath, and because of it, we've become more brittle. We've become more hard. In ways, we've lost our joy. Our health has suffered. Our lives have fractured. And the entire fabric of what God intended for community, well, in many ways, it's become undone. None of us want that. But it's the result of what happens when we forget. So today, we receive God's command as a gift to be unwrapped and to be treasured simply because God made us and because God knows what we most need. Because if we do, we might just remember that we are simply loved because we exist. We might remember that we cannot earn what we already have. When we do, we might just begin to see things more clearly. And our level of love for others might increase as our judgment of them decreases. As we do, our loads will be lighter, our joys will be greater. And so I want to invite you on this first day of our new series to do something really radical with me. Let's unwrap the gift of Sabbath each week for the whole month of July. let's intentionally turn aside to remember who we are and whose we are, what we know, and to taste the gifts that God has given to us every single day, but that escape us because, well, we're just too busy to unwrap them. But before we do, because I know, as well-intentioned as we may be, that some of us are not going to do it. We are not going to do it. We don't think we have the time. We don't really appreciate the value. I know that before I say this to you. But if you will, I promise you, I will give you whatever money refunded back that you paid for this talk. I promise you that you will guaranteed like me more if you take me up on this practice by the end of the month. I guarantee you, your soul will be lighter. I guarantee you, you will see things that you previously could not have seen and appreciated things that you did not appreciate. I guarantee you that if you unwrap this gift, your life will be better. And not only will your life be better, the lives of the people that you care about will be better. And the lives of the people that you currently don't will be better. I guarantee you, our world aches for well-rested people. So, as you think about whether you will or you won't engage this gift, I want you to think about two things. Number one, what needs to happen in my life to make this possible? And the first thing is this. There are some activities, there are some things that I give myself to that I will need to disengage from because those activities generate a great deal of stress. For me, I do not look at my emails on my Sabbath. I do not even answer my phone unless it is an emergency. When people text me or call me, if it's not an emergency, or if it's not about a personal invitation to do something fun, there is no work on my Sabbath. I guard it and have done so for a very long time. And the reason that I have is because my life was fractured and broken. I could not have made it to this point. I would not be your pastor today if I did not begin this spiritual practice of honoring the Sabbath so many years ago. I love you. But you guys have a lot of problems. And those problems can get very heavy. And sometimes I think that I'm the one who's supposed to fix them, change it, make it well. But when I step back and reflect on who I am and who God is, I'm able to let God do God's part and me do my part. So, what do I need to disengage? What do I need to disengage? Could be your phone, could be your email, could be something else entirely altogether. What is it that causes me to feel like I need some rest and then disengage? The second thing is to consider what activities will actually bring you delight and to help you in some way find renewal, refreshment, replenishment to not only your body, but your mind and to your soul. I mean, maybe it's, Lorraine, you said it on the front end, I'd sleep more. Maybe you need a nap. I mean, it's very possible that some of you guys need a little nap time. Maybe it's a long walk. Maybe it's a long walk in nature, some place on the beach or in the woods, or maybe it's listening to good music, or it's reading a good book, or maybe it's cooking a nice meal. Maybe it's time together with those you love. Maybe it's time apart. But in order to honor the Sabbath, we need to figure out what we need to disengage from so that we can engage those things that bring us life. And at the center of the things that we're engaging, we have to remember to engage the one who reminds us that we need the rest in the first place. There should be a time of opening to God, of renewing that relationship, of prayer, of meditation, of solitude and silence, of connection in some real way with our Maker, reading the scriptures that we don't have time to read the other days of the week, or just reflecting on who God is and why we're so grateful for the gifts that we've been given. Whatever the case may be, I want to challenge you. I want to invite you to unwrap this gift. If at the end of the month you feel it's been a waste of your time, well, you can go back to business as usual. But if at the end of the month, after having tried it, well, you're welcome. I hope as a result of the next several weeks in your life that you will seriously consider, even if you can't start with an entire day, starting with a half of a day or a third of the day, because quite frankly, something's better than nothing. And sometimes all we need is just to get started, moving in the right direction. So whether it's a few hours or it's an entire day, I want to invite you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And as you do, I'm sure you will be glad you did. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of rest. Thank you that you wrote it into the DNA of creation. Thank you that you made it in the top 10 of the laws that were to govern our lives. And thank you that even as we move from the old covenant to the new covenant, that Jesus still upholds this principle. I ask that you would help it to serve us and not us to become its master. Let us not become legalistic about its practice, but let us just enjoy the gift that you have given us, that it may make a difference in the way in which we look at our lives and appreciate them and those around us. May it make for a better world as we do what you invite us to do, that which we so easily forget. In Christ we pray. Amen. So guys, let's